I was in the face of yuck mouth.
Warning, this podcast may cause uncontrollable laughter, side-eye stares, and questionable life choices. You're listening to The Big Party Show with Big Party and Molly.
Here's a way in, bpscrasher@gmail.com. Or, of course, you can shoot us a text at 402-915-0962. We got a few texts in, actually. Yeah, one talking about their air fryer.
And they wanted they need to talk to you because you're like, well, I've got two. So yes. How many do you have?
Yeah, I have two. But I'm going to tell you why I'm disappointed. All right. So first of all, she said, you know, we hate our air fryer because they have these racks and everything sticks to it and all that other stuff. It's one of those different type of air fryers, mm-hmm. probably similar to kind of what you have, like an air fryer oven type
thing.
It
almost looks like a toaster oven, and it's got like a basket in it. Yeah, it gets kind of sticky.
Yeah, so I showed her mine because she wanted to know what I had. And so I shot her a message. This is Susan. And she basically mine looks like, it's got a bucket in the front. Uh-huh. You know what I mean? It's the bucket one, and it's like easy to clean. It's the easiest thing to clean ever. And she said, all right, thank you. I'm going to move on with the next air fryer then. And when we do, I'm going to either get a 6 or an 8 quart.
Okay.
And I thought to myself, all right, well, I wonder what size I have because it's perfect for Wylene and I alone.
Right. It's a good 2-person one.
It's a good 2-person one, but I wish it was a little bit bigger, just a tiny bit bigger, because if you don't get enough cooked in it, then you have to do it again, you know, which is whatever. And I look at it, and it's a 4-quart.
Oh.
Yes.
Both of them are 4 quarts?
Yes, both of them are 4 quarts, and I'm bummed
about it.
Looks
like we're getting a third. Honey, make room on the counter. She's like, how many of these are we going to have? Babe, we need one for outside. I need one for the kitchen. I'd like to have one in the family room just so I don't have to leave my recliner while I fry.
Well, I wouldn't have gotten 2 if I known there was an 8-quart because then I'd just have 1. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So now I'm not going to take it back. I'm not, because one of them is not opened yet.
Several times.
What's that?
You used it several times?
Not the second one.
Oh, well then return it.
No, it was on sale. It was like a clearance. Remember I said I got it for $25? That's the probably reason why now. Because it's not big enough for anyone. Normally it's like $100 or something. I couldn't, you know, and the second one was bought for my in-laws anyway, but they didn't, they have one like you and they don't use it at all. So they're like, whatever.
Okay.
So what
about the boys? Do you think Oliver or Colin would want it?
They already have one. They both have one.
Okay.
Yeah. And so it just, 4-quart isn't, 4-quart is perfect for one person.
Yeah.
It really is. And my idea is when the pool opens is that we could have them out there where the hot dog machine is and I can just do my thing.
Right. You had mentioned that you would have the hot dog roller going and then you could do wings.
Yes.
I mean, and I joked with you that you are basically opening your own concession stand.
Yes.
Are you going to get one of those slushy machines?
No, we looked at that. We looked at that.
What about soft serve ice cream?
No, we looked at that. We have something that makes that kind of stuff anyway. I couldn't tell you what the name of it is, but it does that. So now I just need a tip jar out there. But see what I'm saying? Now I have 2 of them going at the same time when all I need is 1 of them that's 8-quart.
Yes, I see what you're saying.
So I'll have a conversation with the sweet Wylene and see what she says. Maybe gift that one and buy a bigger one for the outside so there's only 1 there and not 2 taking up all the counter space. Because, you know,
like I said, it looks like we're buying a third. Again, this is just a long way of getting to what I said initially. Make room for that third. You're going to have to get an 8-quart for outside. I mean, that's just, if you're going to do a party, you're going to have the biggest one that you can get.
Yeah. So
Wyleen, it makes sense. She's like, no, it doesn't. Nobody has more than one air fryer. We've already got two. And now you're telling me we're shopping for a third. What are these crock pots?
Yeah. Yeah. So there's that going on right now.
I love your commitment to the frying. Yes. Your doctor is having a heart attack right now.
I know.
Like,
I know,
but it's, you realize that you're a man of a certain age. You shouldn't be eating that much fried food to begin with, let alone three fryers worth.
Is it bad for you if it's air fried? It's not like
it's still fried. Anytime they use the word fried, I think that's like.
I don't think so. I think air fried is the healthier way. It's not
it's
like I'm
the healthier way to have fried foods, but you're not really supposed to have fried. Yes. It's like one of those things where it's like, oh, I got the skim ice cream. They're like, it's still ice cream.
Yeah.
Like there's only so much ice cream you should be eating. You're like, but I got the low calorie one. They're like
the low fat. Yeah.
Still ice cream. Like, have you thought about pivoting to, I don't know, fruit?
No. Yes. Well, I got to figure it out because, that's going on. By the way, next year when it's May 1st.
Yes.
That's you know, every year they cancel words, you know, like we can't use these things. I would like to propose that it's going to be May is never said again. I'm just going to say that.
Amen.
I'm sick of it. I'm not being a grumpy old man, but I don't like it anymore. It's all over the news. Oh, like they just created it. Like it just happened. It's like, it's going to be May. Oh, it makes me cringe. It makes me cringe. I'm glad you agree with me.
I do. I do agree with you.
Okay.
Yeah. And it, you know, and then they have May 4th. May the 4th be with you. Like that's too. Another one where you're like, okay, really? Yeah. We're really pushing it. Like, just give Cinco de Mayo some breathing room. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, like, yes.
Just, by the way, I know we didn't talk about this, but I got to throw this in. Aldi, thought of you. You need to go to Aldi. They have, in the freezer section, Mexican pizzas.
Oh, get back. Okay.
No. And they've got them in both beef and chicken.
Did you try?
They've got like a whole Cinco de Mayo spread. Going on in the freezer section. There's like empanadas. There's all sorts of stuff. And I'm in line and the line is so long that it snakes back to the freezer. And I'm there and I'm like getting ready. And I was like, wait, what is that? And all
I love that freezer section.
Pardon?
I love that freezer section.
Yeah,
I really do.
There are all sorts of fun little treats in there. Like it must be something going on with Germany. You know, it's a German company. Aldi is. And there must be some sort of German, you know, how they have Septemberfest. They must do something in May because they have all the German food back, like the schnitzel and the strudel and all that stuff in their freezer section. And that's not there all the time. And then right next to that was all of this, the Mexican food. And I saw that they had those Taco Bell Mexican pizzas. I bought two of them.
Did you really have you?
Yeah, because they're just like individual. And so I was like, you know, if I wanted to have one, I mean, then that's one. You know what I'm saying? But like if we wanted to have more, oh, my God, I can't wait to try them. I'm so excited. Like the picture, it's basically a Mexican pizza. But you can also get chicken.
OK, I'm going to go there and get that and celebrate Cinco de Mayo. Speaking of food real quick, I just want to throw this out there. There's a place in Omaha. It's in the Grover Inn. It's just north. Not people are familiar with the Grover Inn. It's a local bar. It's just north of the interstate on L Street.
Okay.
There used to be Hyde Slide's burger place used to be inside that thing. And now Hyde Slide is like one of the best burgers. I mean, I think it's ranked in the country. I don't even know, but super popular. They're out west. Well, these dudes decided to take over the space and they have a place called Burgers Behind Bars. I saw a post on their thing and they're struggling so terribly bad, mainly because of the fact that no one knows they're there except for maybe the locals. There's no sign outside. And like I said, I've been there before. Hyde Slide didn't have a sign out there as well. And they were actually saying, hey, we're sorry we have to close on Monday because we're not getting business and all this other stuff. And so, and Molly, if you look them up on Facebook, their food is I don't want to say fire.
I think everybody would appreciate if you didn't.
Their food is unique. It is so stinking unique and it looks great. I haven't had it yet, but they need help is what I'm saying. So we like to give local people love.
Yeah.
So go there and for lunch and reach out to those guys and help them out. It's not like they're overpriced. They're just not getting, and it's hard to run a restaurant. It's hard to pay for advertising, especially now. So go there and just experience and see what it's all about. They got these loaded fries, tons of different burgers, and it's called Burgers Behind Bars. And I'd love to know the reason behind. So I reached out to the guy and said, I'll post it for you, man. I'm sorry. I don't want you disappearing because we have enough restaurants in this city that are having trouble, especially with that streetcar, but other ones as well that they're just struggling. So we don't want that people to lose and go out of business if it's a solid deal. We want them to stay. So again, it's called Burgers Behind Bars. Yeah. Can you believe that? I wonder what that means. Someone had messaged and said, are those like inmates that got out of jail and decided?
Yeah. I mean, you wonder like, is it kind of one of those situations where they met behind bars and then now, you know, they have a restaurant.
Yeah.
I mean, I would hope that it's not the burgers that they serve at prison.
Yeah.
Something tells me they wouldn't be that great. I mean, I've not been incarcerated, so I can't speak to the cuisine, but you know, when one thinks of it, they don't necessarily think, oh, cute.
There's a picture of it, right? Oh, showing on
buddy. It. Yeah, it's a happy little burger.
Their food is, if you're on YouTube, then you're watching. Look at that. Look at these loaded fries, Molly. I mean,
the loaded fries look really good.
Crazy. It's just nutty types of burgers that you can't get anywhere else. I mean, that place should never close down. They should be serving it up. All right, we need to motivate. This is your last choice right here, okay? Have your breath always smell like tuna.
Yeah, this is the last one.
Sick. This is the last one. Here we go.
Good morning, you dangerous little disco biscuit. Look at you, walking around like ambition's got you on speed dial. That smile, illegal in 6 countries. That energy, enough to power Vegas for a week. Strut into this day, baby. Let them know the funk has arrived.
Ooh, the funk?
Love funk. As long as it's not like funk, like that something smells funky.
Like tuna funk?
Yeah, exactly. Tuna breath funk. Not great. But like funk, like music? Sure.
Funky. Have you ever met anyone with halitosis before?
Yes.
You have? Okay. All right. Where it's so bad, it clears a room that bad.
I just feel I don't get annoyed or like put off. I my heart, like my empathetic nature kicks into overdrive because I'm like what do you do?
Yeah.
I mean, you feel bad because it's like, you know, it can literally render someone speechless, you know, where it's like you're so self-conscious about it. Uh-huh. Like, don't be, you know, hey, we all, it's a human body. It's stinky.
Sure. I mean, I ran into it one time and the person was in a warehouse and, you know, it was just no air blowing. And I was like, I felt like my face was melting. Oh, and I stood there and took it. I stood there and took it because it's not that person's fault. And, you know, he was a single dude, too, and asking me about stuff. And I was, like, talking. But I didn't make a face. I didn't do anything like that. I stood there like a warrior.
You're like, I was so proud of me. I didn't flinch or say, oh, my God.
I was in the face of yuck mouth.
And you just find an excuse and walk away.
No, I didn't. He was asking questions. I was giving him answers.
I bet he was. I bet he was asking all sorts of questions. And they had a lot of like, who? Why? Like, could you ask a question that doesn't quite make you have to expel that much air? Could we just keep it to like low
And make sure you don't do any of these.
No. I do not want to create any kind of curiosity. I wonder. Like, please don't.
Don't whistle. Don't do any of that stuff.
Stop wondering.
Oh, yeah. And it was bad. But like you said, I felt bad as well. I also apparently, sadly enough, I don't think anyone has ever said anything. I mean, I don't know how you even breach that, Molly.
I don't know.
Unless it's a loved one, because no one ever says anything to you.
Right.
And then you're wondering, you know, talking about being single and stuff like that, and, you know, questioning stuff about being single. It's like, well, I could tell you, Mr. Yuckmouth, but
a little might be, I don't know, spitballing here. Please don't spitball, by the way. Yeah. Wrong.
Yeah.
Long term. Yeah.
How do you tell somebody? How do you tell somebody?
No.
Do you offer them gum? Because when someone has halitosis, obviously you're not going to the doc, because the doc would say you got some rotted stuff going on, I think. But when you offer someone gum, that's a definite call out. Like, can one want a mint?
Well, it's not if you're like, it's not if you're taking out the gum and having a piece and you're like, hey, you want one? I mean,
I like that move.
There's a way to do it where it doesn't necessarily feel like gum for you. I'm good. I brushed my teeth today. Don't have roadkill in the back of my mouth. But you want a stick of something? Take the pack. You might need it. You're going to need it throughout the day.
How you tell somebody.
He's like, I'm a pack-a-day gum user. I'm like, yeah, you are.
Tic-tac? Yeah, I remember Wylene told me I had a bad breath once and offered me some gum. And this is, by the way, at the end of our outing. I'm like, why didn't you say something like earlier? I'm like a face talker sometimes, like a close talker. And I actually was reeking everybody out. No one's saying anything. I don't think it wasn't that bad where faces were melting.
You don't
but it's
know.
Bad enough. So now I'm all about, I try to smell my breath. You know, I try to smell your breath. Uh-huh. But I don't know if I'm smelling anything anymore, because when I had that COVID and I lost my scent, everything changed, and it still hasn't come back all the way. I mean, I can smell stuff, but I don't know if I can, like, dog poop smells different now. It used to make me gag. It smells different. It doesn't make me gag anymore. Is that the same with my breath when it reeks? Can I not smell it, or does it smell nice? So now I carry gum with me everywhere I go. And if I know I'm going to be in a public atmosphere talking to people, I have gum just in case. But I don't ever chew it. It's just sitting in my truck, and I seem to keep forgetting it. But note to self.
It helps if you use it.
Yes, it does help if you
Being
use it.
Being in your truck isn't going to stop bad breath.
No, not at all. All right. So what is this Masember?
Parents, we're in it now. Masember. It is basically anybody with school age children. May is basically like December all over again. It is jam packed.
Full of stuff.
There is something almost every day. Seriously, you're getting emails from school. It's the countdown. We're going to do Hawaiian Day. Oh, by the way, we're doing this fun little thing. It is end of school presents for teachers, end of school outings for kids. It is like the holidays all over again, where it's just every day, every week, there's something.
So school's out in May, right? School's out in May.
Yeah.
Like the end of May. Okay.
So basically, it is just... If you're a parent, it is jam-packed, especially it's less so with high school kids. Like, my son's got stuff, like finals are coming up, and then there's like the spring concert, and there's all sorts of things like that, like things you don't think about, where it's like there's the Christmas concert, and then there's the spring concert, and then there are the award dinners, and then there are the end of year get-togethers. There's all sorts of stuff that you just, your schedule gets pounded.
God, I'll bet.
So there's this thing where amongst parents, where they call it Masember, they're like, buckle up, Here it comes. The countdown to school. You're like, and then one day we're doing Dr. Seuss Day. And then the next day we're doing Superhero Day. You're like, can't they just wear clothes? I didn't sign up for them to have costumes every day. They're like, they're excited. They're really looking forward to, you know, Superhero Day.
You're like, Superhero Day. I think that would be fun. I think Hawaiian Day would be more my style. I think that would be fun to see a bunch of little kids walking
around. Crazy Hair Day, Pajama Day.
Crazy Hair Day, yeah. I mean, when they do Grandparents Day, where they dress up like grandparents.
Mm-hmm.
They look like little old people.
Yeah.
Walking around with a cane. See, I'm trying to change your mind over there.
No.
Somebody had to get
that outfit together. The kids didn't just wake up one morning and go into their closet and get this stuff. There's a parent on the other end of that, who's like, mother.
No, that's just you.
It is not just me. No, it is not just me. It is. There's a reason it's called Maycember.
Okay.
It's not because everybody's like, I'm excited. I mean, like, it's some of it's cute. You're like, this is cute. But then some of it's like, it's just too much. Can we just have school? Like, yeah, it's over. I get it. Can we just have like, popsicles in the courtyard and be like, see you next year, or we'll hang out over at the pool this summer. But other than that, like,
Declan
bye.
Too? Is it Declan too? I mean, he's in high school. That seems like
no. His big thing is it's finals. I mean, you know, it's the crunch time for that. But like, my daughter had a dress up day today. I mean, I got an email Tuesday. They're like, hey, heads up. It is for eighth graders, high school dress up day. So whatever high school they're going to, they wear spirit wear for the school that they're going to, which again, assumes that you have spirit wear for the school you're going to. I mean, we do have a t-shirt because I got her one when she got in. She was so excited that I went to the, I went to the school on a Saturday morning because they have weird like spirit shop hours. And got her a t-shirt. But otherwise, like, they didn't give us anything. It wasn't like we got in and they sent you something. That's, I mean, some schools, they're giving them stuff while they're touring, you know. I mean, like DePaul, where my son goes, he's got a million DePaul t-shirts from when they were courting him. Like, you know, you want to come here. Here's another t-shirt. But like, for the public schools, they're not handing out stuff. So that was the thing. It's like, they can, you know, like everybody will wear, and then they'll take a picture.
Yeah. God. Well, when is Mara go public? Did she already go?
No, she goes for high school. She'll go public.
Okay, she's not going public right now, though.
No, she's still in eighth grade. She's still at Catholic.
So next year she'll be in high school.
She'll be at public school.
That's nuts.
Uh huh. I know.
That's crazy to think. Wow. So you got to give. You have to give gifts to these teachers. Here's what not to give, I guess. Mugs and trinkets. They hate it. They're like, they receive dozens of them. World's best teacher. Mm-hmm. Don't do that. Scented products. You never know what they like candles, lotions, perfumes. They don't know. They might have allergies. Who knows? Classroom supplies. I find that interesting. But they don't want staplers, markers, or anything, you know. I thought most of that stuff comes out of their own pocket. So don't buy them or make them any food or baked goods. Allergies. Once again, they don't want it. They don't want to try your food. That's weird when you eat people's food that they give you that they baked. You don't know how to do it. It's like, okay.
Yeah.
How
to, you I mean, know what I guess.
Mean? Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, when we did diaper drive, people would bring stuff. I'd eat the hell out of that. I mean, the cookies and stuff.
If I knew them, I mean, kind of. I mean, I would still eat the cookies, I guess. But like other stuff, I don't know. I don't know why I get weirded out about. Like, someone brought you lasagna, like a slice of, like a big old slice of lasagna. I'd probably eat that. What am I trying to say?
You'd take one bite, be like, I'm just going to try it. Next thing you know, you're housing it. I mean, I've been on enough diaper drives with you to know how it goes.
All right. Plants or pets?
Yeah. Well, right. Pets. I got you an iguana. Happy end of school day. No.
God, I saw some dude on TikTok or Facebook or whatever. You know, they have these people cooking stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess, I don't know if it's wherever he was at, it got cold enough where iguanas were falling off tree. I don't know if he was down in Florida or whatever the case is, right? So I don't think it was dead because all they do is, I don't think they freeze
to death. They tell you not to bring him inside.
Fall. Yeah, because they reanimate. Yeah. Well, this guy decides, he's like, I'm going to do a recipe for you guys. These are iguana tacos. So I watched this thing. I watched this guy, what do you call it? The chicken in the tree. You know, like the chicken of the sea. He calls it the chicken in the tree. And he skinned this thing, and he dried out the skin, all this stuff, and ate tacos. I was blown away by the whole thing. Yeah, don't do that.
No.
Also, expensive or personal items. So you don't want to give them jewelry, clothing, anything like that. High-value items can violate school policies. I didn't know that. Causing discomfort, I guess.
It's usually like either you put into a fund, which is what they, from what I understand, at least at our school, that's the preference. It's like we all put in to one big pot. And then the teachers go out for like an end of year luncheon.
Yeah.
And they hand them all like basically bonuses. You know what I mean? Like this is the thing. And that honestly is probably the nicest thing that you can do. Instead of spending that $20 on a gift card or $10 on a gift card, you put it towards, you pool all your stuff. So then it's something substantial.
That's your, I think that's
right.
Your
I'm saying this is our school.
Because it says here, again, last one was alcohol. Don't give them alcohol. They said instead they prefer handwritten notes sharing a personal memory. Small gift cards.
Yeah, they're like, is there a gift card in here? This is so sweet. I want Starbucks.
Small gift cards, 5 to 20 to popular locations, you know, like Starbucks, Amazon, whatever. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's a small, simple token of appreciation, you know. Did you ever give your teacher an apple or anything like that? I think I did when I was in elementary school because, you know.
There was a teacher that the kids had. He was so sweet. He was diabetic.
Okay.
And his favorite thing was Diet Dr. Pepper. Like it was one of those things where, he always had one, that kind of thing. And I remember it was so sweet. I think Declan was maybe 10 and it was Christmas time and he was in this class and he's like, can we get him a 6-pack of Diet Dr. Pepper? And I was like, yeah. Like, you know, so he went in and he had his, you know, like, and he got it like a 2-liter bottle. He got him like a 2-liter bottle of Diet Dr. Pepper. I mean, we obviously gave to the fund and whatever, but this was like a sweet little, and that was like, we knew that that was something
that
he liked. It was a joke with the kids. It was something that there was another teacher that they had, a kindergarten teacher that loved Skittles. And so at the end of the year, everybody would give her bags of Skittles, you know, that kind of thing.
I like those things.
Those are sweet.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's what you need to do when, I guess I forgot that people do give, what a time of the year. Some people, like your daughter's going to say goodbye to her teacher that she's had for X amount of years.
I know.
And then they just kind of move on.
They come back and visit. Like I remember when.
They?
Yeah. I mean, Declan had a history teacher at his grade school that still keeps up with him because Declan's such a history buff. And this guy was like, I've never had a student this passionate about history. I mean, seriously. And so even now when we go to parent teacher conferences, because he's got Mara as a student, he'll ask about Declan. How's Declan doing?
Oh, cool.
I think about him all the time, like all this kind of stuff. I hear he's, you know, still working on whatever. I mean, keep in mind, my son is a unique little person. He's writing his own history book because that's what you do with free time.
He's so little. I think he should dress up like an old man. He already does.
He already is. He's a 75-year-old man trapped in a 16-year-old body. We always laugh. We're like, if he ever wanted to go on Jeopardy for World War II, it'd be like him and a bunch of people that are old enough to be his grandfather. Yeah. He'd probably swim laps around and be like, well, actually, when they signed that treaty.
All right. We're going to wrap. When you get out of here, you want to reach out to us. Again, it's bpscratcher@gmail.com. Then again, 402-915-0962. And make sure you shop the merch at thebigpartyshow.com. Mm-hmm. All right. That's all you got to do. It's not The Big Party Show. It's Big Party Show. Isn't it bigpartyshow.com?
Big Party Show deck. Yeah.
Okay. All right. We'll see you guys on Monday. Have a safe weekend, my friends, and do yourself good. Squirrel.
America and man breasts. Please spread the peanut butter on your thighs so everyone will know.
Big Party Show. Back hair will grow. Number one, make it so. Big Party Show. Big Party Show. Big Party Show.